good talk with Richard, he said that the charter that he gave to the Cox on the hill included a mandate to clean up unresolved investigations. He said that he had this thing's been hanging fire for a year. This is the deer 300,000 error. And that he had an inquiry from Eastland and he had to respond to it. He had no feeling, and he was very surprised that thing played hot. He didn't think it would. So he sent it over to correspondence. Then he said, you know, I feel I can serve the president best by keeping a distance between the president and myself. And I said, Elliot, I said, one thing better than I'm saying right now. I said, you were selected for your reputation and your qualifications. And there's no one that can challenge that impeccable record that you have. I said, I think you're overly sensitive. Probably as a result of the hearings you had. And I said, the worst danger for you and for the president is any manifestation of a lack of conflict between you. And I say, that's where you better concentrate your attention. And I, the hell of he's one fast step and smoothie. I'll be goddamn if we have to put up with that crap. That's right. I said the president. I think he's loyal, but I think he's trying to posture himself in a way that that by God,
the Attorney General of the United States and the president's top legal advisor. I'm doggone it. You can't do that.
Well, I find it over.
We can't do it today. But boy, will we remember.
Well, I said, that's an untenable situation. I said, if there's any inference of a lack of confidence between you two, that's untenable.
What did he say, Hodgson?
I said, well, of course, that's right. He said, I think there's a degree of sensitivity towards that. I said, on Watergate, there isn't any question about it. You had no guidance, you had no direction. But I said, as far as your role as Attorney General is concerned, by God, the man picked you with full recognition of your qualifications. I said, you don't have to go out and can try at distance. He assured us something.
Well, it would be a beard and have that come up again, good heavens.
Well, no, it isn't going to do anything. It wasn't going to happen anyhow. And that thing doesn't
kids, yeah, I like to personal participation, or what kind of clubs do you use?
I got these kids, those are 1,200, sir.
Frankly, I like Spalding and Zane just as well.
Okay.
You have one of Don Kendall's sets?
What are Don Kendall's sets?
He owns those.
Well, that's what I got here, yes, I didn't realize.
How long have you had?
I just got, three weeks.
Three, you just bought?
Bought.
Crazy, Kendall wants to get you a set, anybody to play?
I'm sorry, you didn't know I played.
But you need to do different places.
I'll ask him about your golf clubs.
Do you use the regular size, the big claw, big sticks, and this, and so forth and so on?
Stiff shafts or stuff, man, like, you know.
I'm getting weaker by the day, George.
I watched Nick last night, drives with his red light shaft.
controls the freeze. And then we, while we want to leave our options open, we cannot leave a flat uncertainty out there. John has made this point this morning. Uncertainty that really is a struggle. There was uncertainty even in August after the 90-day freeze. Phase two, there was uncertainty. foreign thing, leaving out the foreign thing, which we've got to get at another way. Another way, John, let's address ourselves for this one single central point. What would you do about, what should we do about the freeze on that and the phaser? Should we go back to what we did before? At least that much, that is in the speech at this point.
The minimum you ought to do on food stuff is freeze, is put a ceiling on food prices at the retail level, including unprocessed foods, including artichokes.
Yes.
That's the minimum you ought to do.
That's right.
Yeah. Probably you ought to put a ceiling, on prices at the farm level, at the producer level, etc. So it's almost impossible to regulate, to administer. The other way to put the city at the retail level just backs the price down because the guy's not just, he's just not going ahead and he's sober. If it's costing 75 cents a head, in fact, he's got to set it for 69. He's not going to do it. So,
all right, but you do that in a freeze for what do you do after?
I do that. I'm talking about that.
Yes, sir.
I sure would. If you're going to do this,